Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have the chairman of the Scituate Select Board, and that's Maura Curran. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Christine. Good morning.
Good morning. And, you know, it was interesting. We got that information that there was a ruling made by the Massachusetts Attorney General's Office. They issued an opinion declaring that a bylaw that had been adopted by the town of Cohasset as the Safe Navigation Bylaw 1 was invalid because the town of Cohasset did not have the authority to adopt it. And I know this was something that the town of Scituate had challenged. So it looks like Scituate did prevail in this difference of opinion. How do you feel about that?
We did. Well, we're very grateful, Christine, to the Attorney General's office for ruling this way. It's very important to us to protect, you know, our Scituate boundaries and our waters, especially for the advancement of our commercial fishermen and also our residents to use the waters in a manner in which they want to.
Now, did this all stem from a question about some proposed oyster farming? Is this how this whole disagreement got started?
That is exactly our belief. Yes, we are looking forward to putting forward a pilot program for oyster farming in our Scituate waters, which do coexist next to the Cohasset Harbor as well. So we received a lot of objection and concern from the town of Cohasset in our efforts to pursue that.
Now, do you think this will be the end of it, or has there been any kind of a challenge to this, or is now everybody kind of going back to their own corner?
I don't know the answer to that. We have not received any official notification of any appeal or challenge, so I don't have any additional information regarding that. I can tell you that we are moving forward as a town. We've already permitted 3 pilot programs in that area, so our oyster farmers are ready to go.
Now, I know
they're excited about that.
Well, it's interesting because they were usually when you read a lot of these decisions from the state and some of the legal stuff, it's like you have to read through 15 pages to be able to pull 3 sentences out, you know, to say, okay, tell me and give me the Cliff Notes version. Those of us of a certain age know what those are. But you also said the Attorney General's office ruled that Cohasset could not regulate beyond its own town boundaries into Scituate waters, nor were they allowed to control what people put in or on top of tidal waters like boats, lobster cars, or floats. That seems pretty basic that you had to defend that right.
Well, we would agree, but we felt very adamant and very strongly about defending it. There was a very strong effort on behalf of a private group over there in Cohasset that was very loud and very strong in their efforts to try to curtail our efforts to put in oyster farming in that area. It's a shared area, and we will be respectful, and we have been respectful. It's over 300 acres, and the pilot that we're putting in, Christine, is only 3 one-acre lots. So we think there's plenty of room for folks to continue to coexist in those areas so folks can continue to recreate over there, as well as we can continue to support our local fishermen.
Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning and letting us know what's happening. Again, that's Maura Curran. She is the chair of the Scituate Select Board. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Christine.
You're welcome.